From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, Damon, and DC. And good morning, everybody. Hey. Happy Tuesday. Okay, so the holiday season is here, right? And Tom, this should be a joyous time, but for many women, this time of year is filled with stress. So how do you make your holiday season anxiety-free, ladies? Well, help is here. I'm going inside her story with Drs. Dion Metzger and Dr. A.O. Gathing, two psychiatrists, Tom, who are focused on helping women find more balance. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So why, for folks who don't get this, why are the holidays so stressful for women particularly?
Well, the thing is, the holidays just have so many things going on. You have traveling, buying gifts, you know, having all these events, and it just can get to be really overwhelming for women. And they just notice that they get more anxious and they just feel more irritable, and it can really kind of come out in how they're handling other people. They can get a little bit more short-tempered.
Right. I mean, you know, it's funny, Tom, over at NBC, my television job in the hair and makeup room, the women, particularly the ones with, you know, that are married with children who hosted Thanksgiving, all they talked about was how stressed out they were.
Exactly.
And how exhausted they were when we came back to work on Monday. You know, that was the main thing they talked about. How do women find the balance? Because you two are, you know, your doctors, your professors, your wives. So you juggle a lot. What's the secret to juggling all of this?
Yes, I would say that the first thing is to learn to say no to things. You can't say yes to everything. You know, your friends and family and colleagues will understand if you can't participate in every project, every activity, every event going on. So first thing is learn to say no.
Learning to say no.
How does one start the process of learning to say no? Because especially after a lifetime of saying yes, you know what I mean?
Sure, women often have that problem. You know, we're so used to trying to do it all, trying to be there for everyone, and we're not there for ourselves. So first you have to start by really addressing, okay, do I really want to do this? Is it something that I'm going to want to do? And if not, just politely say no. You know, you don't have to have an attitude or anything about it, but say, you know what, I'm not going to be able to make that, or I have other plans, or I really just was going to take care of me that day.
Right.
Is it okay to just say, you know what, I'm not hosting Thanksgiving, or I'm not cooking Christmas dinner? You know, I'm taking this holiday season off if you're expected to do that. Because, I mean, I got to be honest with you.
Nike, just do it.
I had a lovely holiday season. I showed up, I ate, didn't do any dishes, and went back home. It was wonderful.
And see, you were relaxed, right?
I was at work yesterday, like, I had a great holiday.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
What y'all are talking about. This was great. But you know, and my mother, you know, is a perfect, when my father died, you know, before that, my mother used to host a huge Christmas gathering with all the fixings. But once he died, she was like, I'm not doing it anymore. And she, too, has a stress-free holiday. Is it okay for women to say, you know what, I don't want to do this, or ask for more help? You know, because I think a lot of women feel like this is what they have to do.
Right. And there's no problem with saying, you know what, you can come to my house, but everyone bring a dish, or, you know, or
and paper plates.
Paper plates. Yeah.
And paper plates.
Yeah. My aunt, who's normally the hostess with the mostest, this year said, you know what, I'm going to do the plastic china. And none of it, we didn't miss a beat.
Okay. What do y'all want to do as women? Just what do y'all want to do? Y'all don't want to
eat. We want to eat.
We want to eat and go home.
Who gonna fix it?
What you doing?
Jimmy John's.
What you doing?
The men can fix it.
The men can fix it because a lot of men know how to cook. Or you could cater, right?
Exactly. That's another great idea.
Okay. What about things you have to do for your kids, like Christmas programs and church programs?
They don't want to do that either.
You don't want to do that either?
They don't want to do nothing.
No, we didn't say that. We didn't say that. We just said
can't
handle everything. We don't want to get overwhelmed.
Okay, you want to say you don't want to say no to the kids' Christmas programs in the church.
How about you say to the daddy, you go to this one, I'll go to that one.
I love that. See, we compromise.
See,
our support.
Compromise.
That's not how this works, though. No.
That is not. Ladies, I think the men folk are having a problem with this.
I think so. But you know,
the kid would have a problem. The kid would want to see their mother there too, though. Hold up.
There's a bunch of
mamas there all the time.
They're not saying not go, are you, ladies?
No, we're not.
They're not saying not attend those things. They're saying find balance.
Fine.
You know, you'll have more time to do those things if you're not pulling together a meal for 25 people.
Right. Don't say yes to every little thing or that big thing that you know is going to get you stressed. Yes, you want to be there for your kids. You want to be there for your husband or your job if you need it, but find balance. Yeah, and don't say yes to holiday parties that you don't want to go to. Yeah.
How y'all going to convince women to say no to the big thing?
Excuse me?
What'd you say?
How y'all going to convince women to say no to the big thing? That is not going to happen.
What's the big thing?
I can't with that. Can we talk about self-care, ladies? Because you all also talk about how self-care during the holidays is crucial. Give us some examples about how women can do that.
You know, and the thing is just taking time out for yourself is really important. You know, it's just anything that you enjoy doing. It can be taking, you know, getting a massage or doing yoga or going for a walk, just something that kind of helps you to step away from all the holiday stress and really focus on taking care of yourself.
I think that's something that especially those of us that are single can help with as well.
Absolutely.
And spelling our girlfriends who have kids and you know, doing things with the kids while she has a me day. Giving the gifts a gift card for a massage.
It's all about her.
And how do you deal with the naysayers, ladies? How do you deal with people who are going to give you a hard time for,
it's always
you know,
got to be about you
on your mental health and taking care of yourself and saying no? How do you deal with that? Because that can bring on guilt.
Yeah, I think stay strong. We talk a lot about self-care and not being selfish and it being necessary. You know, sometimes because ladies do it so seamlessly, no one even understands all the things we're doing behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. And so saying, you know what, I normally do this, I normally do this, but today I got to take care of me. And how can you help me do that? Or how the people in your life will understand because they know. If they know you, they know it all that you do.
Because it's
and quickly,
say,
ladies, when
happy.
Do you know? When do you know that it's, you know, we always talk about mental health here. When do you know it's time to, you know, seek professional help?
When you start getting depressed, like meaning that you get sad for more than a few days at a time.
Everybody gets depressed.
Wait, hold on. I'm not done. When you get irritable, when you start affecting you.
I'm irritated right now.
Hold on. When it starts affecting you in other places, like you're starting to slip at work, you're not being able to do things with the family, like so when it's really affecting your daily functioning, that's when we're like, okay.
Alcohol.
Oh my gosh, no, not alcohol.
No.
Don't self-medicate. No.
Do not
when
do that.
When it starts affecting you, that's when we always suggest looking for professional help.
DC, I'm going to need you to get out of that chair right now.
Dr. Mesker, Dr. Gaithan, thank you so much, ladies. Great advice.
Thank you for having us.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Just say no.
Happy holidays, I think.
Just do it.